So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Did you realize that an average person consumes only 1.4 cups of vegetables per day? That's right, you heard me. Only 1.4 cups. We're supposed to consume at least 7 to get our daily minerals and vitamins. Vegetables also supply phytonutrients as well as beta carotene and thousands of plant-based chemicals that give us many added health benefits. To fulfill this missing requirement, Dr. Berg has developed Veggie Solution. Veggie Solution is a high-quality greens powder that allows you to easily get your recommended amount of greens every single day. Just 2 delicious scoops gives you an equivalent of 6 cups of greens at only 69 cents per scoop. That's less than a dollar for 6 cups of greens. Dr. Berg's Veggie Solution is a complete protein, highly digestible, low carb, keto-friendly, with tons of omega-3s and absolutely no sugar. Dr. Berg feels it's important that everyone gets their vegetables, and made this product cost-effective too. Veggie Solution comes in original and in a raspberry lemon flavor. Go to shop.drberg.com to get yours today.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Let's talk about the hidden cause of palpitations. Now, what is a palpitation? It's when your heartbeat races temporarily, it pounds, flip-flops, skips, or flutters. And a lot of people get freaked out and they're scared, realize that most of the time it is not going to be the problem. But typically what will cause this would be a fluctuation in your blood sugars, either having high blood sugar or low blood sugar. Maybe you consume some chocolate, which has 2 stimulants, theobromine and caffeine, that can trigger your heart to do certain things. Caffeine, especially too much, will do it. Alcohol, having a fever, or having low electrolytes, potassium or magnesium, can alter the rhythm of the heart. But there's another cause of palpitations that I want to mention, and that has to do with your gallbladder. There's an interesting paper on this topic showing the relationship between the gallbladder and an ECG reading, electrocardiogram. So in other words, if you have gallstones or your gallbladder is distended, the connecting tube between the liver and the small intestine is dilated, or you have sludge in your gallbladder, all of these can alter the physiology of your heart that can be shown on an ECG. Now, I don't want to get too far into the woods of a certain pattern that will show up in an ECG. You can look this up if you're interested. But there's definitely a change in the heart that occurs when there's an issue with the gallbladder. Now, if someone has an abnormal ECG reading, it could definitely be a problem with the heart, but it can also be a problem with the gallbladder and not the heart. Now, I'm just bringing this up because the last thing you'd want to do is some massively invasive procedure and the problem is something else. So I always ask people, what did you eat just before you had these palpitations? And inevitably they ate something that they normally don't eat. Or for example, they consumed a lot of heavy cream or something new, or chocolate or a lot of caffeine or alcohol. But some new food was introduced into the diet that then aggravated the gallbladder and then created these palpitations. Now, if you haven't seen my other videos on the gallbladder, here are some other common symptoms. Right rib cage pain, right underneath your right rib cage, you have a fullness or a pain, or it could be referred to the right side of your head or the right eye or the right trap or the right shoulder or the right rhomboid area, which is a muscle on the right side between the spine and your scapula. Now, another symptom would be a light-colored stool, or your stool floats, or you're nauseated, you get bloating, burping, belching, or even constipation. Now, the bile that is made in your liver and stored in the gallbladder is a lubricant, so it prevents constipation. If you have too much bile, you'll have diarrhea. If you have too little bile, you may have constipation. So a lot of things can alter bile, the production and the storage. Maybe I should just explain what bile is. Bile is a detergent that's made by your body, and it's used when you digest fats. It extracts certain things from the fat. Fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, E, D, and K. It also extracts like omega-3 fatty acids and other necessary fats for your health. And it's actually the deficiency of bile that could potentially produce gallstones and sluggishness. So a lot of that is diet related. But the point of this video is just to make you more aware of another potential cause of your palpitations, the gallbladder. If you want more information about the gallbladder, I have a lot of videos. I would recommend starting with this one right here. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.